Hello and welcome to my dental hygiene school experience. My name is Dax Ska, and each episode I'm going to share my own experience of dental hygiene school. The highs, the lows, the funny, and the real. Thank you for joining me on my journey, and here's another episode right now. What's up, dental nerds? This is Dax Ska, and this episode I'm going to be talking about week 7. Yeah, and I can't believe it's been 7 weeks since I started. In a way, I feel like I just started, and in another way, I feel like I've been there 100 years. It's kind of a weird feeling. Sometimes I have moments where I stop and let the reality sink in that I'm actually in hygiene school. It can be hard to wrap my mind around this, and I feel so excited and blessed to be where I am, honestly. I'm on this journey, and, you know, how I feel will change from day to day. It's definitely not an easy journey, but it's a great one. Each day I'm so grateful to be where I am, being in school, and even more grateful for my amazing classmates. I couldn't ask for a better group of people to spend the next 2 years with, going through what we're going through. I've been very grateful lately for where I am at in life. But, you know, feelings change, they go up and down. I feel like the past 2 weeks I've been feeling pretty optimistic and, you know, like, yes, I can do this. And then for some reason this week, I just kind of hit a wall where I'm like, this is too much. I can't do it. Like it's more like the amount of information we have to memorize is just insane. And that's per class. So multiply that by 6 classes that I'm taking right now. I can't wrap my mind around it. But, this is just between you and me, but C's get degrees. In other words, if you pass the class, you're still going to be able to do the same thing that someone who got a 4.0. That's, in the end, what ultimately matters is your skill and the fact that you graduated. So, and not that I'm saying that I'm slacking at all. I definitely want to do my best. But there are certain parts of it where I'm okay with slacking a little bit, like microbiology, because I'm not going to be using that every day. Anyway, switching gears, I got to see some of my old coworkers. There was a party going on Saturday, and I got to see a whole bunch of people I hadn't seen since I started the hygiene program. It was really good to see everyone. And also, shout out to Rosie and Noemi for being listeners on my podcast. You guys are the best. And it's funny, everyone keeps asking me, so how's hygiene school going? And so I just was saying, oh, everything's awesome, except microbiology is the absolute worst. And of course, I'm talking with other dental assistants and hygienists. Actually, I don't think... Oh, there was a few hygienists there. But dentists who... I would imagine their microbiology that they went through was way more intense than mine was. But when I mentioned microbiology, they said, oh, yeah, microbiology, that's not a fun class. But yes, I have organic chemistry coming up soon, in the next semester, I believe. And I hear that can be just as bad, if not worse. So, but anyway, it's really good to see old coworkers. I got to meet some people that, like significant others of people that I work with all the time. So, that was pretty cool. And let's see. So next point here, parking. So, so as you know, parking is not easy to deal with at school. There's very limited parking. And I've been parking on the street. I don't even bother going to the park and ride anymore because it's farther away and I'm able to find street parking. I just have to remember to move after 2 hours. And usually, like, the sign says 2 hours, I usually stretch it to 4 because I get there early and then I can't usually get to my car right away. And at, I think it's around 11:45, there's some classes that leave for the day and a lot of parking opens up. So that's my goal usually. Well, it occurred to me about an hour before I was supposed to leave that I hadn't moved my car and I parked on the street. And I was like, oh no, like, am I going to get a ticket? Is my car going to be towed? I mean, this is a big city. They're usually pretty strict about this stuff. But I do remember there was that one Jeep that I saw a few weeks ago that I still see from time to time around the street parking. And I remember they were parked there longer than I was one day. So I think that kind of gave me a little bit of assurance that maybe they don't check it so often. Well, after class, I walked out to my car. It was still there, so there's one plus. And then I kind of walked around to the front to see if there was a ticket on the windshield. No ticket. So I was like, okay. So if it happens, it's not a big deal, but don't make it a habit. And I don't even know. I mean, it's a little street that I'm on, but a lot of people park there, so I don't know. I guess they just don't monitor it. Anyway, enough about parking. I have a funny story, kind of embarrassing for me, but I just want to be real here. So on one of the days I was going into class, I knew, well, I was having an exam that day, a midterm. So usually on midterm days, I will stop and get breakfast at a coffee shop. I get a breakfast sandwich and I like to get a matcha green tea latte. Those are delicious as long as they're sweetened. And so I did that and I had a sausage breakfast sandwich and they gave me a packet of mustard. And it's like the not regular mustard, but the it's like a spicy mustard. It just has a very interesting flavor to me. So, I had it on my lap and I was eating it while I was driving, and I finished eating the sandwich and then I moved the wrapper off my lap and put it on the seat next to me. And then I look on my scrub pants and there's this mustard stain and I was like, oh no, I don't have another pair of pants to change into. And I was like, oh, what am I going to do? Well, I do remember from earlier in the week when I had been driving, there was a construction zone, so I knew there was going to be a slowdown, probably add about 15 minutes to my commute, really not that bad. And I was like, okay, I have my water bottle here. I'm going to just use the water to clean up the stain on my scrub pants. So that happened. Didn't really get it out, but it looked a lot better. But I was just, I can't believe I did that. But it's the price to pay if you want to eat in your car while you drive. Anyway, so I got to school. No one really noticed. Like I kind of pointed out to a couple of people, and they're like, "Oh, you can barely see that." So, crisis averted. But it's just, it's an embarrassing situation, And at least I wasn't seeing patients because. Well, at least if I was seeing patients, I would have been wearing a gown, so they probably wouldn't have seen it. Not a big deal. All right. Anyway, before I go into the rest of my week, I'm going to stop and take a break, and we'll be back. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to today's episode. It truly means a lot. I look forward to sharing more experiences with you on the next episode. Until then, I am Dax Ska, and you dental nerds, keep it real. All right, welcome back. Part two of week seven. So last week I had mentioned that my classmates don't know about my podcast, and I was putting a poll out there to see, should I tell them? Should I wait a little bit longer? Because I feel like when we all were brand new, it was kind of awkward to be like, oh, hey, so by the way, you don't know me, but now I'm doing a podcast. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of weird. Well, just, if you don't know someone, I don't know. Anyway, regardless. So after I released last week's episode, I did a post on Facebook saying, hey, released a new episode. Then I think, I don't remember if it was the next day or whatever it was, but my mind wasn't thinking about the podcast at all. And I got a friend request from my classmate. So this is the first classmate to send me a friend request. And I hadn't sent friend requests yet just because of the podcast and I wanted to tell people first. Well, not thinking about the podcast, I was like, oh, sure, yeah, I'll accept the friend request. Like, that's cool. And then later on, she commented, she's like, so she saw my post about last week's podcast and she's like, I didn't know you had a podcast. And I was like, oops, well, cat's out of the bag. But it's all good. People are actually kind of interested in it. So Now that I've shared that with my class, I want to start having them come on as guests and, get to know my classmates. Yeah, so cat's out of the bag. I don't know if my classmates will want to listen. It sounds like a few of them have at least listened to one episode so far. But, they're already going through it. So I don't know if they want to listen, or maybe it'll be interesting, or will it just feel like, oh man, we're in class again. I don't know. I try to keep it interesting, but it's I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, I'm gonna start interrogating my classmates. Not really. But yeah, maybe if I tell them I talk trash about everyone, maybe they'll listen so they can get all the gossip, you know? No, there's no gossip here. I'm just kidding. Just good vibes. Anyway, we had a psychology class scheduled last week, but and it was supposed to be a review for upcoming midterm. Well, we got a message, I think it was that morning, and the instructor said we're gonna cancel class for today, and it's not like we're missing out on content, so it's not a big deal. But she said for the midterm we're allowed to bring a study sheet, and I was like, great. I am going to fill that with all the definitions, and I put a ton of stuff on there, size 11 font. And still, like, it's still pretty small, but I put a lot on there. And yeah, I just put everything I could think of. I went through a practice test, and the questions I got wrong, I took the information from that and created bullet point. And yeah, that actually helped quite a bit on my midterm. And yeah, I'm glad that we're able to do that. In our introduction to dental hygiene class, we discuss student leadership. So basically, for our particular class of 20, they want us to have a president, a vice president, secretary, and I forget what the last one's called, but I want to say it's something like student ambassador. And now I had never said anything about student leadership. I didn't mention anything, but when the instructor was like, well, she was telling us a little bit about it, and she's like, maybe there's someone you already have in mind, and someone's like, oh yeah, right over here, Dax Scott wants to be the president. And I was like, I won't say no to it. But it seems like they already picked me. I'm not sure how this came about because I didn't really bring it up about being president. I just mentioned that we, beforehand, I had mentioned we're having leadership information session, whatever. So I don't know where this came from, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. Next week we have our voting. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Anyway, I think that's all I have for you this week. It's kind of a weird week, I'd say. I think every week is kind of weird, actually. You just never know what you're going to get. Anyway, I have to get ready for my microbiology class that's coming up here in just a little bit and prepare for what the homework I'm going to complete over the weekend. Anyway, you have a wonderful week, and I will see y'all next weekend or next week. I don't know. I need coffee. See you later. Bye.